breaking down the border blockade. With Canadian police slowly moving in, anti-vaccine mandate protesters started clearing out Saturday, blasting their horns on the way. Angry stragglers stayed behind, confronting police.
Who are you protecting?
We're just as passionate about our Bill of Rights and in this country as you are about yours.
The law enforcement action follows a court order for protesters to move away from the Ambassador Bridge. The key border crossing carries 10,000 commercial vehicles a day between the U.S. and Canada, transporting about $325 million worth of goods. The now six-day blockade has disrupted auto plants in Canada and several states. Analysts estimate it's cost carmakers $700 million and counting.
So they have not caused mass outages just yet, but I think we're on the brink of them having that effect.
This is the third weekend of protests that began with a cross-country trucker convoy rolling into Canada's capital, Ottawa, bolstered by anti-vaccine groups.
The government needs to quit mandating stuff.
Protesters have also disrupted the border crossing at Coutts, Alberta, just across from Montana. The blockades have been condemned by the trucking industry and called illegal by Canada's prime minister. Bruce Hayman is the former U.S. ambassador to Canada.
There was no expectation that this group of people who were legitimately protesting would be radicalized by extremists. And they are being encouraged now quite actively, almost daily, by some extremists within the United States.